I know some of you daily Mass people are wondering, when will Father John start another awesome series of homilies, especially on the theology of the body? Well, my friends, your long drought is over, because today we will pick up where we left off last year. That is, last year we covered the first half of Pope St. John Paul II's magnum opus called Man and Woman, He Created Them. Following the Pope's lead, back then we studied Christ's three words about life in Eden, life on earth, and life in eternity. Now, we turn to the second half of the Pope's book and take a deep dive into the sacrament of marriage, which John Paul simply calls the sacrament, meaning a sacrament that is in a class by itself. I must admit, I suffer from sacramental schizophrenia whenever I deal with the sacrament of marriage. As I made mention earlier, I celebrate more weddings than any other priest in the Diocese of Arkansas. So I help a lot of couples get married. But ironically, I also work on the marriage tribunal with annulments. And there I help couples get unmarried. Coming to me for your marital needs is like one-stop shopping. I can get you in and I can get you out. My role on the marriage tribunal is a very limited but important one. It is called the defender of the bond. The defender of the bond. Or in Latin, defensor vinculi. That is, I defend the bond of marriage by making sure that the other judges on the tribunal cross their T's and dot their I's before someone gets an annulment. The tribunal, in other words, should not be handing out annulments like a Las Vegas dealer hands out a deck of cards. In layman's terms, they call me the devil's advocate, the one who argues why someone should not get an annulment. People really love me. As we turn from part one to part two in Pope St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body, we see that the Holy Father also styles himself as a defensor vinculi, a defender of the bond. In case you have not been catching on, the Pope Saint is unflinching in protecting and promoting the great sacrament of marriage. At times, subtly. At other times, with a sledgehammer. Indeed, the general title for part two is simply The Sacrament. And it becomes unmistakably clear the Pope means precisely the sacrament of holy matrimony. In other words, for John Paul II, marriage is unquestionably the sacrament. Like overzealous Ohio State football fans like to say, the Ohio State University. Or as tradition refers to St. Paul as the apostle. Because the Pope esteems marriage so highly, he defends it tooth and nail. Like we saw previously in part one, so too John Paul divides part two, the second half of his book, into three chapters. And I propose that we study them in the following presentations, which will cover quite a few homilies. Or returning to our overarching image of a long walk with Jesus, like in The Lord of the Rings, it's basically a long walk with Gandalf. We now begin the next 4 miles. Let me quickly sketch for you a mental map of part 2 and its 3 chapters so we can picture the terrain ahead of us. Chapter 1 is titled The Dimension of Covenant and Grace and runs from pages 465 to 529, about 64 pages, and explores in depth marriage as a sacrament. John Paul calls chapter 2 the dimension of sign, and it covers pages 531 to 615, about 84 pages, providing a rich spirituality of marriage. For all you folks out there who struggle to enrich your married lives, this chapter is for you. And lastly, he gives chapter 3 a very nuanced title called He Gave Them the Law of Life as Their Inheritance, stretching from pages 617 to 663, 46 total pages. Here the Holy Father marshals the entire theology of the body to its culmination point as a defense of the church's teaching prohibiting contraception. Let me take a 2-minute tangent and answer a question that I'm sure is burning in the back of your minds. If you're paying attention to the page numbers that I just noted, you might wonder, how does the Pope's book have 663 pages total if I claimed earlier that the text was in fact only 504 pages long? There are 2 reasons for this paginal anomaly. First, Michael Waldstein, the book's translator, inserts a very lengthy introduction of 128 pages. It's practically a book by itself, and thereby balloons the size of the book. Consequently, the proper papal material by John Paul doesn't begin until page 131. And another reason is, as we noted, the Pope omitted portions of chapter 2, dealing with the Old Testament book of Song of Songs and Tobit in his public addresses. They're in the book, but not in the public addresses. Thus, in order to harmonize what the Pope said with what the Pope wrote, Waldstein included several additional shaded pages, which again artificially enlarged the original book. Therefore, because of these 2 additions, the introduction and the extra shaded pages, the last page of the Pope's tome is now 663 and not 504. And now, with these details and disclaimers addressed, we are ready to explore why Pope St. John Paul II considers marriage the sacrament in a class by itself and deserves that we all defend it. Praise be Jesus Christ.